This spring I built a greenhouse with about 14 old tempered glass door panels I'd salvaged long, long ago. Treated lumber framing and cedar siding, but mostly glass. Even had stained glass in the front door and two next to that, plus another two in the back. Put a 55-gallon black barrel and concrete pavers to radiate heat at night. The first spring day that hit 70 degrees, the greenhouse hit 90. What, I wondered, would happen when we hit 80 or more? I'm growing tomatoes and a few exotics in there, probably love that 90-degree heat, but I was betting they wouldn't like Saudi Arabia temperatures. So I cut two large windows in the back opposite the front door to let heat out both ends. This week we hit the mid-80s outside, and the greenhouse hit 105. Of course, I panicked and bought sunblocking screens for the glass roof and got that attached. Next day, we hit 89 outside and the hothouse was 107. Not exactly sure at what temperature green tomatoes roast on the vine, I ordered a solar-powered exhaust fan. If that doesn't work, I'll order a second one. Inside the greenhouse, my tomatoes are 5 feet tall, while the ones I planted outside from the same seed are spindly still. Just beginning to realize summer is definitely here, but cold at night. The difference between the two is astounding. I recommend a small greenhouse to anyone who still poo-poos climate change, still thinks we ought to drive large SUVs, and wants to drill baby drill for more oil and gas. Death Valley broke its all-time heat record this week, and cities from Las Vegas to Miami are burning hot while the summer's just begun. I may or may not solve my greenhouse overheating problem. Bad planning on my part. There won't be any exhaust fans for Mother Earth when us tomatoes begin to fry on our vines. No sunblocking shrouds, no good fixes. Just bad gardeners when all is said and done.